Is America Having an Infrastructure Crisis? The new PBS series Blueprint America reports that we are, and a wide array of stories looking at the growth and development of our nation are currently airing on many public television programs. Arizona Public Media is proud to participate and take a deeper look at the infrastructure issues that we're facing here in the Southwest. The University of Arizona has long been on the cutting edge of solar energy science. As Christopher Conover reports, one group here on campus is hoping that will give them an edge in designing the future of solar housing.
Architectural models are the norm at the University of Arizona's School of Architecture. But if you look at one set of models, you'll see they mirror a structure beginning to take shape in a downstairs workshop. And as Matt Gindelsparger with the College of Architecture explains, these models aren't just a student project. They represent bragging rights. The University of Arizona was one of 20 schools around the world invited to participate in the Solar Decathlon.
Each of which get charged with designing, building, and operating an 800-square-foot solar-powered home. And the U of A was one of the fortunate teams to receive one of the entries. It's the first time a school from the Southwest has been in the competition. The process is about a year and a half long. Each team builds their house and then transports it to Washington, D.C., where they get put together and assembled on the National Mall with all 20 teams together to assemble this kind of mini village that is kind of living and hustling and bustling for about a week.
The U of A entry is called Seed Pod.
And that has to do with the idea of kind of the seed pod nurturing its embryo, providing all of the necessary nutrients and protection for proliferation and growth. And that's the idea that we want to have for this house. Each seed pod has, you know, its own very, very specific layer, each of which performs a certain task.
Seed Pod, which is slowly coming to life in the workshop, is filled with innovations. The first, Gindelsparger explains, is that the team is not just putting solar cells on the roof.
We really wanted to run with that idea of building integration and are working on kind of some prototype ideas to develop a PV array that is our roof system. To our knowledge, it's one of the first to date. It has been done on a kind of a shade structure awning carport type of scenario that's used as a roofing system, but never has it been used as a full kind of roof system.
The overall idea behind Seed Pod is looking at how people live in a house.
How you use water, how you use electricity, how you kind of move around and live in this house. Ideas of natural ventilation and air flows. Taking on solar energy, not only for energy production, but also as a thermal storage device, as a means for generating heat, as a means for inducing airflow that we can then use to do things like insulate or protect or ventilate.
The design of Seed Pod is an interdisciplinary project with students from all across campus involved. But as Seed Pod project manager Gindelsparger explains, the fact that students are driving the project is also a challenge.
Each semester, a handful of students kind of transition over and continue on. But, you know, each semester we've got to kind of bring another group of students up to speed and get them kind of folded into the process, integrated into decisions and design attributes that are already made.
Seed Pod is slated to be completed by the end of August. It will then be on display at the university for a few weeks before being broken down and shipped to Washington, D.C., where the team will rebuild it on the National Mall during the second week of October. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.
We'll bring you another Blueprint America story next week here on Spotlight, along with an interview with one of the driving forces behind Blueprint America, PBS senior correspondent Ray Suarez. Ray will be appearing in Tucson on May 26th as a guest of Arizona Public Media, and you can find more information about his visit and Blueprint America online at azpm.org.